The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 149, Breaching the Bunker.
Do you want to explain to me what you're doing with nuclear weapons? I was expecting some blasters and charging units, but nuclear weapons?
Look, with Brady it's deliver the goods, don't ask questions. But to tell you the truth, I would like to have known I was transporting nukes.
Please tell me these things were at least shielded. Either way, I'm not comfortable riding in a truck that could destroy half of this continent.
That's easier said than done. We loaded these crates with a forklift. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to just shove them off the truck.
Relax, everyone. There's a much simpler solution. Nuclear weapons are not fully assembled until they're ready for use. Now, you see these ends?
Yes, they appear to be threaded. Ah, the radioactive element is screwed on.
Exactly. They are stored separate. Look right here. Lead boxes. We just need to offload these six boxes and the weapons will be useless to Wi-Fi.
Now that's quite doable. I have a set of loading ramps, and we can slide the boxes down and stack them here.
Okay, that solves that problem. But what does Wi-Fi need with nukes?
Yeah, how was he planning to use them?
Any way he saw fit. He'd most likely display them as a threat to the camp. I'll join me or join your comrades and crawl.
It wouldn't surprise me if he plans on destroying the camp anyway. I don't think he would hit the IDF base on the way out.
I agree. That would be an act of war.
And he's certainly not ready for war.
Did you find anything useful to us?
I would think so. We have M19 laser pistols.
Stock IDF M19s?
The same model I was issued when I joined the force. These are not commercially available.
Nor these laser-scoped M45s. There are several cases of power packs also.
He'd be hard to stop with all of this. Kale, how did Brady secure these weapons and charge packs?
I think they came from Colonel Zandu. I believe you'll find these mostly to be captured weapons, and the rest came off the black market. All transported here by shady commercial freight ships.
Hey, don't look at us. The Mercury maybe, but not the Ulysses.
She's right. We only haul legitimate cargo. Now, if you want to talk suspicious, talk Rick Rogers and the Mercury.
It doesn't matter to me how they got here. The main point is that they won't fall into the hands of Rage. Do you have any idea how much more Brady has?
It's a small warehouse full.
Let me guess, west of town in the old abandoned mines.
Yeah, how did you know?
The driver that brought Wi-Fi to camp.
Ah, he was a guard at the abandoned mines where Wi-Fi first landed. That's what they're guarding. Not mineral deposits, but black market weapons.
That makes a whole lot of sense. We can't just let them stay there.
One mission at a time, Captain Tam. We'll take care of this business first and then deal with the storage facility.
You take out that warehouse and a lot of people are going to be upset with you.
KL, look at Jaffra. You think upsetting someone is going to bother him?
Well, no. I guess not, but I have to live here. I'm not going to be too popular when you leave.
Like we told you before, you'll be walking away with 1,000 monetary units when this is all said and done. I'll guarantee you passage back to the Eastern Hemisphere, or even to Titan IV.
I suppose. Yeah. 1,000 units will soften the blow. Come on, Jaffra. Let's lighten this load.
Do you know how long I've been waiting here?
It's not been that long, Lenora.
When you have to be in the same room as a traitor, it's a long time.
Traitor? Me?
Yes, Mondu, you. Lister was the legitimate leader of Rage, and you stayed with Zokar, the one who left Lister to die at that mining camp.
Excuse me, but I had hoped you two would have worked things out by now.
Why are we here? We've answered all of your questions already.
Yes, that's true. All of the ones that we've asked.
You have more? There is nothing else to tell.
Mondu, your loyalty was to Zokar.
The traitor.
And you, Lenora, followed Lister, also a traitor to the Galactic Empire. I'm not here to resolve issues you both have with each other. I'm here for information.
Like I said, we've answered your questions already. What else do you want from us?
You've only told us what we already know. Wi-Fi is presently on Titan 3 and is being pursued by one of the best bounty hunters we have. Lister is just down the hall in confinement. I don't see a future for either one of you.
Then why are we here?
Both of you are looking at rather lengthy sentences. In fact, the case can easily be made that neither of you should see the light of day again.
We only followed orders.
I think historically you'll find that such an excuse has never been acceptable.
Not following orders was less acceptable, Controller. I was abandoned. Rage took me in and gave me purpose.
A purpose you should have rejected. I'm not here to discuss what you should or should not have done. That is all in the past. Currently, Rage is in disarray, scattered across the galaxy. Yet pockets of resistance still remain. We need to find those pockets and shut them down.
And you think we can do that? More importantly, do you think we would do that?
Lister is considering that at this very moment.
What?
Of course he is. He's weak.
I don't believe you.
Well, you should, Lenora. Lister learned on Titan 3 that there is no interest among the remaining factions of Rage. He realizes now that Rage has been defeated and that pursuing reunification is futile.
Are you offering a deal for him to turn on the organization that he founded?
I suppose that's one way of putting it.
He'll take it. He's weak and knows he has no power.
There is a moon base that is quite suitable for sustaining life. There are plenty of edible plants and animals. It is totally primitive, and the only inhabitants are the ones we've sent there.
No, you can't do that. He's old and physically weak. He would never survive.
If he learns how to make friends and play well with others, he'll do just fine.
I can't believe that the Supreme Commander of Rage, Lord Lister, would agree to denounce everything he has stood for to live on a moon with little chance of survival.
The alternative is to face trial for war crimes and face death or life in prison. I think roaming free on a life-sustaining moon is looking pretty good right about now.
You speak of Lister's fate, a well-deserved one at that. Yet nothing about Master Zokar. He has still avoided capture. Why should I turn against him?
As I told you, he is being pursued by the best bounty hunter in the galaxy. It's only a matter of time before he is apprehended. Don't wait until it's too late, Mondu. Cooperate with us now.
There are still those who are loyal to him. We still have forces available to attack Titan 3 and rescue him.
Weren't you there when the pilots defected at the camp? He has nothing.
His destroyer still orbits the planet.
Unmanned. Empty. It's just another satellite in orbit. We have an IDF detachment on the way to retrieve his ship. And might I remind you that his destroyer was an IDF ship before he hijacked it.
I don't believe you.
I think both of you are just afraid.
I fear nothing.
Nor I.
From what I understand, both of you chose not to stay with your leaders. Mondu, you elected to stay back when Wi-Fi escaped.
I feared the river monsters. I saw them up close. It was certain death.
And you, Lenora, you rejected Lister after his arrest in the camp.
I didn't want to be arrested. If I was arrested, I wouldn't be able to free Master Lister.
Again?
Yes, I did it once. I could do it again.
Go ahead and try to fool yourself. You knew that you would be arrested, and you knew that there was no way we'd let you near him. Both of you think about it. Talk it over between yourselves. The guards will be in to take you back to your cells momentarily. Don't waste this opportunity.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. How was Aunt Karen?
Well, Aunt Karen was Aunt Karen.
Yeah, that sounds about right. What are you working on?
Nelson sent me the files, both Baltimore PD and IDF, on the Jeremy Parks case, with Quo and Wu and the restaurant. I'm trying to make sense of the whole thing.
Oh, that was a crazy case. This Jeremy Parks ended up being a pseudonym. He was wanted in another case, the Wei Wong case, took Kate to Stockholm to break up a rage ring. bent on taking out communication systems in Sweden.
And this Hongan Sam?
Well, that's the one that took Nelson to St. Louis, where he worked with Tracy Richards. Again, another plot to take out communication systems.
Which brings us now to Hank and Claire. He visited the pawn shop owned by Joanne Harris, your would-be assassin. Then he went to Quo's apartment. Can we make the assumption that maybe he too is involved in some sort of mission to disrupt communications?
Well, I think we can for sure assume Rage is behind this. Hank's almost certain of Hongan. Since they're all mercenaries, it's not a stretch to involve Rage. Now, whether or not he's out to disrupt communication systems is up for grabs. I remember he also used the park in Essex to meet with Claire.
The same park where Stefan Van Longer was captured. So he could also be involved in destroying the STIP units.
We got a lot of loose marbles here. We just need a bag to put them in. Have you talked to Kate?
Yeah, I had talked to her this morning, and then a little bit later she called back saying Holiday had set up a meeting with her handler, Barbara, for tomorrow. I guess whatever you said to Jake convinced him to put her back to work.
That's great. She's like a caged leopard when she's not working. I think it'll do a world of good to get her back out there.
You're right about the caged animal part. She was that way growing up. She's a lot easier to live with when she's busy. So, what do you think Hank is really up to?
Well, right now, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to think that Hank is the Rage replacement for Stefan and his accomplice. The other man in the photo could very well be his partner. Hank may well believe that with Claire's police connection, she's spying on him.
Reminds me of the classic spy versus spy.
Well, you know, you joke, but we can't completely rule that out.
Well, if Claire was spying for the IDF, we'd know about it.
Now think about it, Kelly. It's a government agency. How many times have you heard about jurisdictions being crossed because one agency wasn't talking to the other?
Like when Kate was pulled off the Parks case by Homeland Security because they were following him, too.
Exactly. The left hand doesn't let the right hand know what's going on. It's something I haven't ruled out yet.
Well, speaking of Claire, do we need to update her on this Parks connection?
Nah. Let's see what Hank's up to first. You still tracking him?
He's still at Quo's old apartment.
We need to find out who this mysterious partner that left the pawn shop with him is. He's probably the same guy who was in the photograph.
I ran facial recognition through CODIS, but no hits. Should I try Interpol?
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's a waste of time. He's probably another Hongan. I'm going to go to the pawn shop and see who's running it now. Or even if it's reopened. While you're waiting for a match, why don't you check with business licensing and see if they're operational?
All right. You going straight there?
Yeah, if they're closed, I'll do some canvassing in the area. Maybe someone can verify if this guy in a photo of Claire's has been seen around that shop. You know, maybe we'll get lucky.
What the crow? Are you trying to hit every pothole in this road?
I'm doing my best.
Road, Gabby? You call this a road? I've been on cratered moon smoother than this.
Ladies, it's not going to get any better, so let's just calm down. I'm sure KL is doing the best he can.
Oh yeah, that's gonna leave a mark.
Just hold on a little longer. It does get better. This bad section ends up around this corner. A convoy was bombed along this section back during the Titan Wars. No one's ever bothered to repair it.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Excuse me?
When we get to the smooth bit, pull over. I want to check our cargo.
Well, how often do these river monsters attack during the day?
Only during a drought when there's a lack of small game. I've never encountered one myself, and I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Nonetheless, I think Gabby's concerns are legitimate. This looks like a good spot. Stop here. I've got this side ready.
Yes. You coming up, Cap?
No, I'll keep a lookout with KL here.
Well, the cargo doesn't look too bad. That crate's a little loose.
I got it. So, Jafra, you really trust this guy enough to go into the teeth of Rage? Who knows how well fortified it is?
If we are to capture Wi-Fi, we have no choice. Now's a good time to ready what we need to breach the bunker.
These will do nicely. Look, they're M19A1s. I don't think most active IDF forces have these yet. Laser targeting, faster recharge, and stun capabilities.
These extended power pack magazines will do nicely too. There's enough here for each of us to have three each.
And here's two sets of grenades, fragmenting and percussive.
We're going to be indoors, close quarters combat, so take two percussive grenades each. The rest of these weapons we can leave. We have all of the power packs.
I'm sure they have power packs to spare.
True, but they won't fit these A1s. You see, not compatible.
You about done up there? We shouldn't stay too much longer.
We're good to go.
Here you go. A power pack belt with three magazines for both of you. And the newer model M19. This switch engages a laser targeting system. You'll hit whatever the red dot is on. Here, you have two settings. This is full power, and this is stun. Your safety is in the same position as the old one, as well as the mag ejector. Clip these stun grenades onto your belt.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Mount up.
Are you sure we can't use some of those big guns?
I've spent a lot of time in this facility. Most of it is close quarters. These M19s are all we'll need. Pop a stun grenade and pick them off.
Just remember to close your eyes and try to cover your ears, or you'll be just as stunned. Now, let's go over this once more. Kale?
If there is a gate guard, I'll show him my delivery papers from Brady. Jafra will be riding up front with me.
You'll explain to the guard that I am a Rage Seeker assigned to protect the cargo.
Well, I'll show him your special orders signed by Colonel Zandu.
Very nice forgery, Kale.
And if he calls your bluff and radios Wi-Fi?
I'll get out of the truck, distract him, subdue him, and open the gate.
Then we'll head straight for the loading dock and set up a perimeter defense. Hopefully we won't have to do that. Gabby?
Captain Tam and I will be hiding in the seat compartment until you clear us, and we'll set up a perimeter. If you're going in hot, we'll know to come out shooting.
If it all goes to plan, we'll take up defensive positions behind the old crates. While you and Gabby search for Wi-Fi, KL will monitor their security and update you on his most likely whereabouts.
Good. Now we have a ways to go. The road is a lot smoother. I suggest you rest while you can. We've got a busy afternoon ahead of us.
Hello?
Hey, Kate. Barb O'Neill.
Oh, hello. Aren't I supposed to come and see you tomorrow at 11:30?
Yes, you are. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Since it's so close to lunch, why don't we have a working lunch on holiday?
A free lunch on holiday? I'm up for that. Will he be coming?
No, just us. I want to discuss what might be your first case back. It should be easy since you're already working on it.
The Claire Wilson case?
Yes, it seems to be crossing into Homeland's area, and we thought you'd be perfect for the case.
This is too good. Talk about what goes around comes around.
I don't follow.
The Parks case. I was deep into the case with the Baltimore PD, and Homeland came sweeping in and took the case from me after I did all the work. Now you want me to sweep in and take the case from Jim as part of Homeland?
Well, if you look at it that way, I guess you're right. But we are not taking anything away from Jim. This is basically an IDF operation, so we're all on the same team.
I have to be honest. I've heard the same team speech before.
It's going to be up to you to make it a same team effort. You will be the liaison between us and Jim. I'll bring all the information I have to lunch. We'll put together what we have and what you and Jim have and go from there. Basically, it's your ball to carry. We'll provide whatever assistance you need.
That sounds very workable. Now about tomorrow.
Take the DC stick to the mall and we'll go from there.
I'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hey, sis. What's up?
I just got off the phone with Barb O'Neill. They want me to work the case.
Wait a minute. Whose side are you on anyway?
I meet with my handler, Barb O'Neill, tomorrow for lunch. She claims that I will just act as a go-between for them and Jim.
But what if we discover something we don't want them to move on right away? Would you withhold that info for us?
You certainly have a suspicious mind, sis. Of course, if Jim asks me to withhold information for a good reason, I will.
And if Jake Holliday asks the same of you?
I guess I'll have to cross that bridge when I come to it.
I gotta tell you, sis, I thought you wouldn't hesitate to say no on that one. You'd withhold information from us?
Most likely I wouldn't.
Most likely? Gee, that's encouraging.
Kelly, you know I'll keep you guys in the loop. But if there's something involving national security, you know I can't cross that line.
Oh, I suppose so.
Has Jim tracked down any info on Hank or his silent partner?
I don't know. Are you in the need-to-know category?
Kelly!
He hasn't reported in yet, but don't worry. I'll call you as soon as we find something.
Okay.
Have fun tomorrow.
I will. Thanks.
I understand the two of you are ready to strike a deal with the IDF.
We need some assurances first.
No assurance, no deal.
You do realize that neither of you are in a position to bargain.
Lord Zokar is a very powerful leader. You might say he has very long arms. It makes it hard to hide from him.
And Lister's reach is also great. We'll need protection. If he somehow escapes, our chances of survival are zero.
He's not going to escape, Lenora. At this very moment, he is working with an interrogator. He has decided to cooperate. He'd rather take his chances on the lunar colony than here.
I don't believe you.
Nor do I.
Well then, let's listen in.
In three different sectors. These sectors are commanded by vice admirals. Sector one is here, in the Calamar system, on this moon.
Enough!
Had I not heard it with my own ears.
I would not have believed it either. If he's telling you all there is, why do you still need us?
Lister is a master of lies. We will question you both separately on the same matters. If all three of you agree, then we will hold up our end of the bargain.
Which is?
You both will be banished to different systems and will report in to IDF agents. You will not be permitted any sort of space travel.
Which one of us do you want to talk to first?
There it is.
All right, you two, lift up those seat bottoms and hide. Don't come out until I tell you. Notice how quiet it got?
Yeah. We should have done that in the first place. Here we go.
Are you KL? We've been expecting you.
Yes, here is our manifest. Here you go.
Who's this guy? He's not on the paperwork I have.
He's a rage seeker, assigned by Colonel Xandu for protection. We're hauling nuclear weapons. We didn't want to let these get into the wrong hands.
I'm going to need to see him.
I have strict orders that this cargo does not get touched until Lord Zokar approves. Now, do you want to disobey Lord Zokar's orders?
Very well. Proceed. Weapons delivery entering. Open doors.
That went well. Is the loading dock far?
No. I'll pull in and then back up to the dock.
Okay. Hold on, I'll get out and ground guide you. It's rage policy. All right, back. Back.
Hold it right there. You, on your knees. Hands behind your head. Driver, get out. Get on your knees. Hands behind your head, too.
But we have clearance. Here, my paperwork.
Is the mission to capture Wi-Fi over before it starts? Will the controller get enough information to bring down Rage? And what awaits Simon and Sam on Earth? And will Kate be able to work both sides? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Armageddon.